You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The majority of North Texas schools heading back to class today. In the mid-cities, the Hearst Euless Bedford ISD opens the school year with some good news on enrollment.
We've got 22,883 at this time. Last year, we were at 22,791, almost 100 students up.
Superintendent Dr. Joe Harrington says the demographer expected enrollment to decline in the district, so the increase is a pleasant surprise.
And safety is top of mind for so many school leaders as dozens and dozens of districts go back today. In Lancaster, Superintendent A.K. Pereira.
Once issued, all students will wear ID badges, and they must be in uniform. With no hoodies or outerwear with hoods are allowed inside of our building.
Lancaster is also enforcing the state's new cell phone ban from day one.
It is 7:07 at KRLD. There is one big mess to clean up in Palo Pinto County, where nearly three dozen freight train cars went off the rails outside Gordon yesterday. Some of them carrying hazardous materials.
Union Pacific hazmat crews are on the scene this morning, but there are no confirmed hazardous material leaks.
Initial entries we made with our hazmat team and firefighters showed nothing on the air monitors.
From Palo Pinto County Emergency Service District 1 Assistant Fire Chief Kent Farquhar goes on to say that tells them there were no leaks, even though the wreckage includes tanker cars carrying hydrochloric acid, fuel oils, and propane. The derailment also sparked some grass fires, which crews jumped on quickly because the current Texas A&M fire danger for Palo Pinto County is rated as high with hot, dry conditions lately. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Texas Attorney General again sets his sights on a big drug maker.
This time, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Eli Lilly for what he says was bribing and illegally inducing medical providers to prescribe its most profitable drugs that are used for weight loss and diabetes treatment. Paxton's office says Eli Lilly offered illegal incentives to medical providers in Texas, including free nurses. Paxton previously filed legal action against Eli Lilly for fraud and abuse allegations. Eli Lilly says they will fight the allegations and claims this stems from a corporate relator whose allegations have been dismissed by courts. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Dallas Police Oversight Board wants Chief Daniel Como to answer questions about how the department works with federal immigration agents. Texas Republicans warn that if Democrats don't return to the Capitol by Friday, the special session will end and Governor Abbott will call another one straight away. The standoff over redistricting has also put other bills like flood relief and the THC ban on hold. Today marks the largest back-to-school day for North Texas, with 87 districts welcoming students back today compared to 48 districts combined on Monday and Tuesday. From Arlington to Frisco to Weatherford, drivers should be ready for school zones and a heavier morning rush.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, don't nobody go nowhere. We're going to check in with David Johnson coming up in about a minute. It's 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Fort Worth prosecutors say jealousy and rage drove Valerian Osteen to kill his girlfriend, Marissa Grimes, in 2022. They say Osteen had abused Grimes before and was jailed after one violent incident. While he was locked up, she moved out with her father's help, but later went back to see him. Prosecutors say that night, she never came home.
The following message at 3:48 is the last message ever sent from Marissa Grimes' phone. No cops, no reply.
They allege Osteen buried her body under his house. The defense is expected to point to Grimes' alleged drug use.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for business and marketing updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Odd.
I wouldn't call David odd. I think he's a pretty normal guy.
He's not odd.
Oh.
Hey, but he's so consistent. Odd that he's not with us.
Yeah.
Do you have his little button potted up?
I'm reasonably sure that I do. I feel like the button is in the right position. Mm. Habit of the meantime.
Producing on the fly.
We'll get an update here.
Canada's Gildan has agreed to buy U.S. underwear maker Hanes Brands for about $2.2 billion in cash and stock. Including debt, the deal values Hanes Brands at around $4.4 billion. Maybe you have not heard of Gildan, but you are likely familiar with its brands, American Apparel and Comfort Colors. Good news for would-be homebuyers who are not paying cash. Mortgage rates dropped last week by the most in 6 months, coming in at 6.67%, according to a banker's group. The group's gauge that looks at refinancing surged 23% from the week before, but applications for mortgages to buy rose by just about 1.5%. Stock futures point to a higher open for Wall Street after more new record highs yesterday. The Dow was up 484. The S&P added 72 with record and closing above that 6,400 milestone. The NASDAQ also hit a new record, rising 297 points. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
7:26 now. This news brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com.
Police services are one of Dallas residents' top priorities, and next year proposed budget includes tens of millions of additional dollars in funding that would go to
the Dallas Police Department.
City Manager Kimberly Tolbert's proposed draft budget calls for an additional $63.1 million for Dallas and fire, and it would help hire 350 new police recruits. But Councilmember Kara Mendelson says it doesn't get Dallas where it needs to be.
I can count 20 cities that last night I found are already paying more than us.
We would be number one on just those education pay, bilingual pay, and assignment pay, and that does pull us up when you look at compensation.
Council will spend the next several weeks debating the plan with the new budget set to take effect on October 1st.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen.
Tropical Storm Erin is expected to become a major hurricane that could reach the U.S. coast, but probably not in Texas.
Hasn't really developed much in the last 24 hours. It's been very slow to get itself going. It's got dry air. It's got some cooler temperature at the water to deal with. But over the next 2 days, probably by Friday, we'll look for it to be our first hurricane of the Atlantic season. And then as we head towards Saturday and Sunday, to Category 3 status. So that's a major hurricane.
That's meteorologist Rob Marciano reporting.
I had a big crush on an Erin in high school. With an A. So whenever I see Erin, I just think.
So random.
I just think of Erin.
But this one's E-R-I-N.
She still lives in the area. I won't mention her last name.
Now I'm always going to think of your crush, Erin, every time I hear that name.
You probably... Hey, don't you be thinking about my crush, Erin, over there.
Sorry.
We're going to fight over it.
Okay.
And I'm going to win.
Okay.
Well, the Rangers could not hold on at home last night.
Perdomo has it. The throw to first is in time, and that's going to do it.
Texas falls to Arizona 3-2. They did take a 2-1 lead into the late innings, but Arizona used a couple of Texas errors to tie it in the seventh. Ketel Marte delivered the dagger in the ninth, a two-out home run that went 445 feet. That's a lot of feet. The offense went cold, 0-9 with runners in scoring position, just four hits all night. Bruce Bochy knows where the blame goes.
We had our chances. I'm not going to look at the pitching here. I'm not going to look at the defense. We got to show up with the bats.
Yeah, it's all about the bats. Texas has dropped 5 of 6. They're trying to bounce back in today's series finale.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.